You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show.
Sometimes you get away. Wait. Welcome to another AfterBuzz TV After Show. We are here on this Resurrection Sunday doing Married to Medicine. It's season 2, episode 3, and it's called A Steakhouse Beef. I'm your host, Michelle Renee, and I am joined with
English Cleveland. Hey, guys. I know that you guys probably thought that was crazy last week, but I'm back this week in full effect. I was not feeling well last week because I took some medicine that made me drowsy, but I'm here. So hi, and me and Michelle are friends and we're doing great, and we are joined by someone new.
Hi everybody, I'm Jocelyn Polite, and I'm new, so I'm breaking myself into this situation. So hi out there, and happy Easter and Passover and Resurrection Day, everything else.
All right, ladies, so we're gonna get started. As usual, we're going to go through the episode chronologically, so we are sure not to miss any of all the exciting stuff that's happening in this episode. Mm-hmm. That's sarcasm.
Yes.
So the show opens with a montage of the girls doing their, you know, juggling of their careers and families. Mm-hmm. All is well with that. The first real scene we see that is semi-substantial is Mariah's family cooking for her because she's sick.
Right.
Anything really to say about this? I guess nothing much really happened.
You know what? I do have something to say. I think Mariah looks pretty good without makeup on. Yeah. I have to say, because, you know, usually she's super dolled up and she's got a lot of makeup caked on. And she actually looked good. I mean, she was sick. I get it. But she really looked good without all that makeup on.
She did. You're right.
Yeah.
That was
a comment that I had written down, too. Number one, she has, like, the cutest family ever. Mm-hmm. Well, they all have really cute families, like, mm-hmm. really cute kids, mm-hmm. relatively attractive husbands.
Yeah, yeah.
And my second comment was also that she looks really good without makeup. Because mm-hmm. I feel like some of these ladies would not be seen on camera without makeup cake to them,
right,
to their face. Even if they were sick, even if they were dying, they would be like, okay, like, put makeup on my face.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Or at least a little something. I mean, you know, you have the cameras in her bedroom. You would think that they, you know, you would at least, let me get a little powder and pretend like, you know, I don't put much on, but let me just get a little powder.
Right.
Well, maybe she did have powder on. Maybe to play the devil's advocate and be pessimistic. Maybe she did have a little bit of powder on.
I think she did because I don't really care for Mariah, so.
Shady
Grove.
Anyway,
the next scene that we see is Quad's husband and her in their bedroom, mm-hmm. and they are discussing what was an overall big event for this episode, which was an incident that supposedly went down at STK Steakhouse between Quad and Mariah. There may or not have been a physical altercation. Some words were exchanged.
Right.
Some F-bombs were dropped. So she pretty much tells the story to her husband and says, she says, none of the other ladies were invited.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah and I came in. Things got heated. She said, bitch, I made you relevant. Mariah mm-hmm. to Quad. And then Quad says she told her, F you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And somehow Mariah's Celine bag got on the floor.
Lord Quad have mercy.
Says,
oh, my God.
Quad says that she tried to move it, and it fell and tumbled, and Mariah said she threw it on the floor.
She tossed it to her friend, and her friend didn't catch it, so it fell.
So it fell. Okay, mm-hmm. so there's lots to talk about here. Go ahead.
Wow. I mean, first, the Celine bag being thrown, that's a major issue because, you know, we know a Celine bag costs a lot of money. But the one thing that I have to say that kind of upset me is I wanted to see this.
Right.
Hello. I wanted to see this. Like, we don't know what happened. We really don't know what happened. We have to look at both sides, which were discussed in the episode. But where were we? We're a part of this. I want to see what's going on.
Exactly. I'm like, they have this. And the thing is, like, I wrote down there's two sides to every story. And I'm neither of them
Three like, sides. Her side, right. her side, and then the truth. Truth.
Yes. You're right, you're right. I'm neither a Quad fan or a Mariah fan, but the way that Quad, like, she was dead, like, her husband was like, calm down. Like, she explained the story calm, and then her husband was kind of like being the peer mediator. So he was like, well, I seen how you guys react to each other, and I see that you guys, you know, get in arguments and whatever. I don't like it. And he wasn't really on her side, so she was like, listen! Like, at the top of her voice, screaming about it, and she was, and her husband's like, calm down. Like, she's dead serious mm-hmm. about it. And then we'll talk about Mariah's side later, but...
Well, I agree. I don't care if I tell my husband that I just killed somebody. Like, right. you better help me stash the body.
Right.
That, I mean, that's just me personally. So you do need to take my side. I don't care if I was right or wrong, which, in this instance, we don't really know, because mm-hmm. we didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Like... Jocelyn pointed out, but I agree. He should have, like, sympathized with her, even if he's not for the physical violence or mm-hmm. whatever. Like, he should have sympathized with her.
Yeah. I agree. And when you're emotional and you're talking about that stuff, you know, especially to your boyfriend or your husband, you're emotional. I mean, it just happened. So right. you're like, this is what happened, and she did this, and she did that. And you just, all you want him to do is just go, what, baby? What? What happened? Oh, she did? Oh, and no, right, we're not going to tolerate that.
Yeah, you're right. And then he's like, she kept saying, like, I made you relevant. Like, you wouldn't want someone to say that to your husband. I wouldn't want no one to say that to my husband.
Did she make her relevant?
I want to say that Mariah made all of them relevant because right. she's the main person of the show. She's the one that got them all on there. Absolutely. She's just being a poor representation. And, you know, last season she was all, you know, go Quad, Miss Quad, Miss Quad. And I think their issue is that they were so much similar, and I don't think that they were fighting for, they were just so much similar. It was like always like who could have the best tagline, who could say like the most funniest, like shady boots, this, all like all of these taglines. And I think because of them being so similar is why they're not friends anymore.
And there has to be a queen bee of the show. Yeah. I mean, we've seen they through these reality shows. Yeah. Absolutely. And with these reality shows, there is a queen bee. Mm-hmm. And there has to be somebody who is just the head honcho, right. the head one in charge. And I think that last season, it was Mariah. And I think that Quad, you know, she brought Quad in and Quad got some attention.
Right.
Got a little bit more attention than maybe what she thought. And right. so I think Quad ran with it and she got intimidated by it.
Yeah.
Well, I think this kind of reminds me of real Housewives of Atlanta and how Nene was kind of the Mariah in the situation, in that she kind of was one of the main people to kind of choose which of her Atlanta friends mm-hmm. were going to be on the show and kind of introduce them to producers.
Right.
Kim Zolciak has been very honest about saying, you know, if it weren't for Nene, I wouldn't be married right now. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mm-hmm. have half the things I have. Mm-hmm. And Sheree Whitfield, on the other hand, has been known to be like, no, I don't owe anything to Nene. Like,
right.
So I think, like Mariah, like Nene, Mariah wants to be acknowledged and to be respected for, like you said, kind of getting them on the show. But I think she did make the other, I don't know. I wouldn't say she made her relevant.
Like, how many times, do you want people the whole episode, like the whole season, like now you got everyone on the show, like praise you, praise you, praise you. Like, how many more praises do you want? Like, thank you. Okay, now let's get it rolling. Like, I'm sorry that, you know, people have started, because we both do have big personalities, I'm on a show for a reason. I can't help if people like me more than you, because last season she had, such a complex about herself that a lot of people didn't like, and right. that's why I didn't care for her. And then Quad acted like her. Now this season, I'm kind of towards more Quad a little bit, because...
So Team Quad.
Not really, but... Mariah,
you have to pick one.
I can't.
Choose.
I'm like, that's how they're setting this up. Dr. Simone and Jackie.
But that's how they're setting this up. And yeah, if you think Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone, I think by default are going to be Team Mariah, just because number one, Mariah has no one yet, and it's like they're not gonna.
But last season they didn't even like they were.
They didn't, but also like they don't like Toya, who kind of really doesn't like Mariah, and. Like, Dr. Simone doesn't like Toya because the whole Dancing with the Husband incident. Right. And then Mariah and Toya got into a fight last year, so that's obviously some beef there. And then the whole Dr. Heavenly thing, Dr. Heavenly doesn't really like Dr. Jackie. Right. So I think that by default, it's going to be Team Mariah. It's going to be Mariah, of course, Jackie, and Simone. And then the other ladies are going to be on this other team. So what the viewer is going to kind of have to choose Yeah, no.
Whose team you're on?
I feel like this. Jocelyn. I mean, you know, even going to what you were saying about, you know, how much credit do you need for, you know, you got everyone on the show. The bottom line is the show was picked up for a second season. So there was some success with the show. And so the competitiveness I know is there. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of picking these teams. I mean, I've been watching these reality shows and it's like team this person, team that person. And I get it because it builds the drama and everything. But really, I think Quad might have a point and I think that Mariah might have a point in whatever it is. And so I know it's more exciting to divide everybody up and that's where we are with it.
Right.
So, okay. I'm not team anybody and right now.
I'm team Mariah.
To see it play out.
I'm going to let y'all know. I'm team Mariah right now because I like her team more cohesively. I agree. I don't really care for Mariah or Quad in terms of their flashiness and kind of the mannerisms they have. And, you know, it just, it doesn't appeal to me. Not that I dislike them, but they're not my favorite characters on the show. However, Dr. Simone and Dr. Jackie are people that I really do like. So if they're going to be on Team Mariah, then by default, I will be too.
Oh, gosh.
Well, so, I mean, that's such a petty reason. It's such a petty excuse, but whatever.
So, if that's how it is, that's how it is. I mean, we're gonna we're definitely going to see it play out, so we'll figure out. I may end up on someone's team, which is just odd, because I always just watch it. So
maybe
there'll
be like a whole different team. We don't even know about a third team. Team who gives a damn or something. I don't know. But what I found, back to the dinner, what I found a little shady was Quad being like, I didn't invite any of the girls. But then at one point she says, like, my friends were there or something.
Yeah, no, Mariah said her friends were there.
Yeah, Mariah did later say her friends were there also. But Quad says, I gave her purse to my friend, or I gave my purse to her friend. She said, she indicated she gave Mariah's purse to someone else that was there.
To get it
so
out of there.
She makes it seem like it's just a dinner between her and Mariah.
Right.
But we later learn that there's other people there.
Right.
And depending on who was at the dinner, that's going to, of course, set the tone. If I have, if I have drama with you two ladies and I think I'm coming to, like, have dinner with Jocelyn and I get there and, like, you are both there, like, attacking me, of course that would maybe have someone react differently than they would if it was just the one person they were supposed to eat with originally.
I want to know what the friend situation is anyway, because from what I heard, like you said, there were Quad's friends there, but then I also heard that security took Mariah out, and then I heard that somebody else took Mariah out. So
Mariah's friends took her out or something.
There you go. So this is what I'm talking about. I want to be there. I need to see what happened in STK, and the fact that we can't see it,
they're probably
going to
save it. I kind of have a feeling.
So. Because, like, the lost footage? Yeah.
They're going to show us within the season, and then we're, because the thing is, now I feel like the producers are building up is Quad has one story, which she elaborated on. Mariah's story was a very short version of, she just treated me like a dog. And so I feel like the producers are going to be like, well, what's the truth? What's the truth? And then it's like, boom, we get to see what really happened.
I agree 100%. I think the other ladies are going to keep speculating about it. And then they're going to just lay it all out there.
One thing that I do have to say, if we go back to Quad's husband, I have to say that he did have a point. And I get he's supposed to be on her side, and I totally understand that. But he had a point about these women fighting in restaurants and things like that. I mean, remember, these are doctors' wives.
Right.
You know what I mean? In a very small community. I mean, Atlanta is big, but Atlanta is very small. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, being out at some restaurant fighting and throwing purses, you know, I can understand him not really getting into that conversation.
Well,
and not being happy with that.
If you don't want someone that's going to fight at a restaurant, don't marry somebody that's
possibly going to do that.
Yes, thank
true
you.
That.
You finished that sentence nicely, because I wasn't going to be that nice. But I mean,
you're right.
That's who you picked as your spouse, so you obviously knew that she was the type that would throw hands if she needed to.
But you know, people think they're going to calm down when you marry. So, you know, like, you're going to calm down now because I'm going to put this life on you, and you're going to calm down, and you're not going to act like that anymore. And it just never happens. These girls are still turned up regardless. So
I don't understand why people feel like when they marry someone, they can change them. Like, if I'm a riot, I'm going to still be a riot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I'll tone down once I have kids. I'm not a riot. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, like,
own it,
when,
girl.
No, I'm not. But, like, when people have kids and, you know, they tone down. But if she was already screaming, cursing in the club and doing all that, then.
And maybe she was the one that changed. Maybe before the wedding, she was all, like, you know, good girl, and then she got that ring
she
on her finger,
and
she turned
then she
up.
Started hanging out with the queen.
That's what I'm gonna do. You know, I'm gonna be a totally different person when I get married. But anyway, moving on. The show's not about me.
Let's talk about Lisa Nicole.
Wait, no. Yeah, Lisa Nicole. She's next.
Just kidding.
Doctor.
I'm like,
Dr. Jackie. Yeah, Dr. Jackie stops by Lisa Nicole's house to get a dress for some charity event she's having.
Okay.
And Lisa Nicole, they do a little montage of her introducing herself, and she tells us that she's a fabulous businesswoman, she's a mother, she has the cutest husband ever. Like,
she's rich, she's beautiful, rich. And who said, like, I don't, I'm sorry, like, if I'm going to describe myself, I don't say I'm articulate. Like,
let me get real specific here. She is a quadruple threat.
Yes.
She is beautiful, intelligent, articulate, and rich. That's what she said.
That is what she said.
But I'm sorry, but if you went to school and humble.
If,
right. And not, humble. Yeah. But if you have all of this money and you have to go to school, you have some kind of smarts. You have children, so just describe yourself as articulate. I don't get, like, why would anyone ever call, like, hi, my name is English, and I'm very articulate.
Being articulate is not a threat.
It's not, and it's like, not, like, anything good to describe for you. Yourself. Like, hi, that's what you're supposed to do.
To be, exactly.
Yeah, like, you don't get a reward for that.
I mean, maybe compared to the other women, she was just saying that she's articulate.
Well, she's trying to get into
the discussion
again. Maybe she's on my side.
Maybe
but
she speaks the King's English perfectly.
That I don't know, English, but guys. That's her. I'm not even going to go there this week.
But okay. It was a boring scene. Am
very
I wrong?
Boring.
It was a boring, boring scene.
She and kept I thought, talking about the sequins.
Oh, and I mean, but so what? Yeah. I mean, really, at the end, we're watching this show, and, I mean, that's great and everything, and she's getting the gown for a gala or whatever it is or an event. But, I mean, it was a drawn-out scene of her, you know, parading around in this sequins dress, and I don't know, I wasn't feeling it.
I do have a question for y'all, and I know y'all don't like to pick teams, but we have two new characters on the show this season, Dr. Heavenly and Dr. Lisa Nicole. Which of those two do you prefer?
Okay, I'm going to go with Dr. Heavenly.
And why?
Okay, Dr. Heavenly does say some things that are a little off-putting, but overall, I think I like Dr. Heavenly. She's kind of in your face and confrontational, and I think I'm going to enjoy her this season.
Okay. I'm definitely not a Dr. Heavenly fan because her kids are crazy and she's crazy. And I know I don't like to talk about nobody's kids because we are all God's children. But I do not like her children. And I'm definitely a Lisa Nicole fan because as far as like a woman, she's a businesswoman. And the way that she and when you look at her, she is a pretty face. So when you hear someone's like, I'm in direct sales, and you look good, and your husband's a doctor, she's not a chick that's just sitting on the couch collecting checks or trying to throw a two-year-old's expensive birthday party and knowing how to budget. Like, she knows the value of money, and she's taken her money and flipped it and has made, you know, now this fashion line. I don't know how big it is. I don't know if she makes a lot of money. But the way she described her business and all of that, she sounded like she's doing it. And I like a woman that does it, so hey.
It was her resume. She gave us her resume.
Right.
She gave us a rundown of everything that she did from her direct sales to you know, the empire the and the collection that she has now. And so, I don't know. That put me off a little bit, maybe, I think. I don't know why. I want to get to know the character, but I don't, you know, let me discover you.
Right.
Let me discover you. I don't necessarily need you to run your resume down to me. I want to discover who you are.
Right. Yeah. And obviously, we know your husband's cute because you married him.
He was cute, though.
No, he's cute, fine. But she's like, my husband.
Not my type.
Yeah, not mine either.
Not mine either.
But he's a good-looking guy.
Well, back to Miss, what's her name, Lisa Nicole. What really bothers me sometimes about women that have wealthy husbands that try to come off as like, I'm this businesswoman and I've started XYZ company. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have, it takes money to make money. Mm-hmm. And so good for you that you were able to make these businesses work. But I hate that they neglect the fact that I don't know her from Adam's house cat. So, but I'm just saying, like, one would infer that, like, she maybe had the help of her husband to start some of the business endeavors she started. And so, without acknowledging that, I feel like it's kind of discouraging to the average woman that might be at home watching that might be like, well, I want to start my own business. I want to be a businesswoman who doesn't have as much money as she has. Mm-hmm. Like, so I would like, she's not the only person that's done it. Like, all the housewives do it and whoever else that's on TV that has, you know, comes from money. It's just like, why don't you acknowledge, like, oh, I was able to start these businesses because I did marry my fine husband and, you know, I was a stay-at-home wife, but then I took the money and, you know, because in comparison, it makes Toya, who's a stay-at-home mom, look bad because she doesn't
It came off to me that she had this before
she met him?
That's how it came off to me. but I don't know.
Either. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know her, so this is just an assumption.
Look her up.
This is just an assumption. And she's not the only person that does her, but I hate when people do that. Like,
no, I get what you're saying.
And that's part of giving your resume. That's kind of what I'm talking about. I mean, let us discover you as a character and find out exactly how you came into getting the things that you did. I mean, when there's, you know, I felt like it was a bit forced. I mean, it was like, you know, this is what I'm doing. And it was like a rundown. Like, you know, this is who I am. This is what I've done. This is what I've accomplished.
Like, she was trying to prove something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Who are you
trying? Right. I mean, and prove something to viewers. And it's like, no, we're here to watch you. We're here to figure out who you are. We're here to discover you and decide whether we like you or not. Are we team you? I don't know. I just, I that whole, like, rundown was a bit much for me. But, you know, to each his own.
So one Dr. Heavenly and one Dr. Nicole.
Yes.
Undecided. Next scene that was semi-importance. Toya and her parents talk in the kitchen. She's talking to her mom and her stepdad about the birthday party that she's throwing for her son.
Mm-hmm.
Son's turning two, and the party is a... I don't know what the exact budget was, but it was a couple of thousand dollars, I think.
No, the party was ridiculous. Now, I have had it. I have had it with these parties, with these kids. I mean, you know, I get it. You're rich. You have money. But I have had it with these parties for like a two-year-old and a one-year-old and a three-year-old that... You know, you've got a thousand, I think it was like one of the rides was $1,000 and you know, you just spend like, you know, $40,000 on a birthday party. They're two. You know what I'm saying? Make some spaghetti and like get a cake, you know, invite some people over and call it a day. Like it's just too much. And there's every time we see a housewife show, it's the same thing. There's some themed party. I mean, there was a rock climbing wall. He's two.
Right.
There's no rock climbing going on. So it's just that type of thing. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the children's parties.
I just think that, like, it's their money so they can do whatever they want to
with
it.
I
don't like, I mean, someone, Dr. Heavenly, later in the episode was like, well, they can put this in a, you know, a fund for their kids to go to college. Okay, that's what you would do with the money. Another person might have looked and said, oh, well, I would give the money to charity or something. So, like, if that's their money that they've worked hard for and they've earned it, then... let them do whatever they want to with it. I think the bigger issue is the fact that her husband maybe doesn't want her spending the money and that she's like spending it anyway.
Well, he wants her to get a job, it sounded like.
And last week she started off by saying, I'm a stay-at-home now, mom. There's more money coming in than going out.
Okay.
And then this week she sits down with her parents and she's like, I'm having a two-year-old's birthday. And her parents, not even like, yay, like, what do you want me to cook? What's the theme? Her parents are like, can you afford that? And then she was like, and then it started to progress to her saying, well, Eugene keeps joking around, and I know he's serious. Am I going to get a job? So... what's the truth now?
There's
Toya?
Probably some financial situation going on. And I mean, you know, we know that these people live out of their means. We know that we read later on that they're, you know, that there are problems. We read later on that there's bankruptcies and everything else filed. So, you know, sometimes they're living out of their means. And when you have the camera rolling, you're going to have that $20,000 party. You're going to do all that kind of stuff. But it may not be something that's good for the budget or for your marriage or financially in the marriage. And we know that's one of the reasons why people divorce.
Exactly.
I didn't take it as that they're having money problems. Because she said, my stepfather has always been, ever since I've been growing up, telling me to take my time, take it slow, and kind of like micromanaging her when it comes to finances. So I think I just think that's in his personality to be like, well, can you afford it? That's kind of expensive, like, you know. But I didn't find there to be a direct correlation between that comment and their financial situation.
Well, why did her husband, why'd she say right after that her husband said she should get a job?
Because I think she was just trying to be like, yeah, well, my husband wants me to get a job too. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that the only reason her husband wants her to get a job is because they need money. I think it's less about them needing money and more about him just feeling like he wants her to contribute something.
Mm.
I think it's more of like a power thing, maybe.
So he's kind of over her being the housewife and maybe to get something for herself and like,
yeah,
because, you know,
I mean, some men don't like that. I mean, maybe they don't like going out and having to work all day long, and he just thinks she's sitting at home doing nothing.
Well, three kids later, you shouldn't be having to prove to your husband that, you know, you shouldn't have to run your resume down to your husband of what you do from like 6 a.m. until 12 p.m. at night.
Because, I mean, for you know, all intensive purposes, being a stay-at-home mom is a full-time job.
Yes.
Like, I feel like just, and I'm not a mother, but just being at home and like cleaning, by myself, like, my house takes all day. And I'm not, like, I mm-hmm. like to clean. Like, I have a dog. So I'm a big dog. So I'm deep cleaning. I'm always consistently. So imagine doing that with a two-year-old. And, you know, you have to do snacks. And you have to do this in school. That's a lot of work.
So, no, I agree. I think that it is a full-time job. But I'm just saying, I don't think her husband thinks that. I think her husband thinks that she's being lazy and making excuses. Mm. I mean, I think that it probably is very hard work. Like you said, I'm not a mother. I don't even like to clean, so I don't even have that. I can't even say that for myself.
I don't like it, but I have to.
I just think that for whatever reason, her husband is kind of feeling a little bit uneasy about the fact that he goes and works these long hours and she's at home.
Well, I think at home. I think that's a problem anyway with people that work versus people that are, you know, housewives or don't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, or house husbands or whatever it may be. I think there's always that. What are you doing,
your
time? Especially when, you know, you're getting up in the morning and you're going out and you're working and you feel like you're being productive. You know, you don't always feel like the other person is being productive. And I think that, you know, anybody in that situation is going to kind of question, like, well, not so much that what you're doing is not important, but is it enough? Are you fulfilled? I think he was coming kind of from that
area. Yeah, right, yeah.
And I think it goes back to what we spoke about a little bit earlier about what were the expectations before you got married? Mm-hmm. Was she like, oh, I'm going to have the kids and go back to work? Or was she like, I'm going to be a stay-at-home wife? Because if she said that and now he's coming at her like, go get a job, then, you know, he's the one breaking the contract that they kind of agreed upon pre-marriage. Or did she switch it up on him you know, just try to get the ring and then switch it up.
So I don't know. But if my husband is asking me about, and I'm not married, but I'm just saying, if my husband is asking me about, you know, getting a job and pretty much what my day consists of and how I can financially possibly contribute, I'm not going to throw this party. You know, I'm not going to throw this party. I think that there's some other things that need to be discussed in our relationship, because throwing this party, I mean, I can only imagine that's a whole nother discussion for them.
Well, viewers, if you are a mom or if you are not a mom, we still want to hear what you have to say. So go on iTunes and rate, comment, give us 5 stars. I know you guys like to comment, so do that. And
shade.
No shade here. But I want you guys to go on and let us know what you think. Do you think that being a staying-at-home mom is a full-time job, or do you guys think that mother of three should go out and still get a job, even if she doesn't have to financially help with her family?
And even more, do you think that that party was necessary? I want to know. Do you think that that party is necessary for a two-year-old? I want to hear your comments on that one.
Yes.
Okay, so Dr. Heavenly.
Yes.
Shakiva. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Shakiva. Miss Plus Size Georgia. Mm-hmm. I might have messed her title up. And Dr. Jackie all meet to beat the dead horse of this incident that happened first episode, where Dr. Jackie, of course, offended Miss Plus Size Georgia by telling her that her being overweight is a little bit unhealthy. Okay. Mm-hmm. They all meet at Dr. Jackie's office. Dr. Jackie apologizes to Shakiva. Shakiva is like, okay, thanks. How can I be mad at that? You apologized.
She turned to Dr. Heavenly and was like, how can I be mad at that? Like, I feel like before they came in, Dr. Heavenly was like, she shouldn't have said that to you. Yeah. Girl, you need to check her. Da, da, da. So the way that she turned to her was like, how could I be mad at that? Was just like, girl, let it go.
So Shakiva is dismissed. Yes. Dr. Jackie's like, okay, all right, thanks, bye. Mm-hmm. Bye, Felicia. So she can talk to Dr. Heavenly. Mm-hmm. And then that's where they get into a little.
I didn't really think that Shakiva was all that insulted by what happened anyway, because it seems to me like the way that she kind of did, you know, the apology, she was like, okay, it's all good, girl, we're cool, you know, and she kind of like walked off. I don't think she was really that offended by it. I think Dr. Heavenly was offended by it.
She's so much drama, her and her kids.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I didn't even notice until you pointed it out. But I think that's definitely true, that if anything, Shakiva's feelings may have been a little bit hurt, but when it comes to being offended and, like, angry about it, I think Dr. Heavenly is more so the one that was most hurt by what happened.
And she even, Dr. Jackie, invited Shakiva there. So she probably knew, like, she's kind of apologized, or she wants to talk about bettering my future. It's not like she's going to call her in there and be like, girl, you haven't lost weight since I last seen you. You know what I mean? Like, she was coming there to say something. So she probably knew what she was going to say.
Well, I think she was bringing her there, too. I think she was bringing her there so that Dr. Jackie could apologize to her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was, you know, kind of set up like, you know, you need to apologize to her. What you did was not right, and the apology needs to happen, and I'm bringing her here so that apology can happen.
Right,
so why was Dr. Heavenly there? why are you here?
Yeah.
Thank you. You can go ahead and give her my address and you can send her over, but there's no reason for you to be here. Dr. Jackie already apologized to her. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, it's not her fight. Mm-hmm. So is Dr. Heavily going to try to start some drama with anybody ever in the world that's ever called someone overweight?
Like, you're the overweight committee?
Yeah.
Leader?
Like, so Dr. Heavenly, bye. Yeah. Leave. We've right. had enough of you.
Well, she
I've
just lost
her
75 pounds. So I think that she's still, you know, I think, like I said, I think she was the one that was insulted about it. And you know what? She's going to create drama. She needs her storyline.
And so she's I think Dr. Jackie needs to check on her weight. So you're going to do exactly what you're mad that she did to you. Or to Miss Georgia Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, why would you even say that? Because now you're starting something. And to me, it's like to each his own. Like, you feel comfortable after losing 75 pounds.
But she doesn't feel comfortable. That's the thing.
Obviously,
if she did,
you know,
she wouldn't
still,
be tripping.
And the thing is, you also have to think that this woman has had cancer twice. Maybe she can't gain weight. Maybe this is her target weight for how she needs to look for her health. Mm-hmm. So what? Why are you, like, throwing a dig, which she did throw another dig later that we can discuss,
when she was like, sweetheart, or whatever. I mean, the conversation was all over the place. Like, she sounded like someone that is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Like, to, you know, that's,
and I think the dig you're talking about was when she made reference to, I have to go pick up my kids. And yeah. That's,
oh,
that's,
my yeah. kids. I didn't catch yeah. that.
You did it?
Yeah.
But she, because,
so over my
well,
head.
Well, the thing
I'm so
is, Dr. Jackie, you can say there was a little shade thrown by her, but she was like, listen, she was like, well, I think you need to take some time. When you get home, you need to turn off. And she was like, well, listen, you're a dentist, so you can turn off. When I get home, I'm an OBGYN. I'm saving lives. I'm delivering babies. So I cannot turn off. So when I get home, I don't turn off, because she was like trying to throw a dig. So she's like, you know, someone may die over me, but someone may not die over their tooth.
Over an impacted tooth.
And she was like, well, maybe.
Well, she corrected her, like, yeah, somebody could actually die from their tooth.
Yeah.
So.
And then she's like, yeah, All right, I'm going to go get my kitties.
Well, knowing that Dr.
You're
Jackie...
You're not going to win this conversation.
Well, that's yeah. an issue for Dr. Yeah. Jackie, and that I don't like, because, you know, Dr. Jackie did have her the situation with her bouts of cancer and recovering from that and overcoming that, and for whatever reason, you know, there's a fertility issue for her
right.
that we're seeing this season, and I appreciate her being open about it, but I think it's wrong when you go there, you know, with the whole, I'm going to pick up my kids. That was a dig. It was nasty, and
yes.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, very, like, below the belt. Very, but it's expected from her, because she's shady boots, like they like
well,
to
maybe
say.
She felt that offended by the weight dig. Maybe it's equal. Maybe
it was
it's
evil, though. That
maybe
was like
it's
an
equal
evil
to
dig
them.
To me.
I don't know. I mean, I agree, but I've also been one to kind of, like, in an argument, I won't, you know, I'll take
oh,
it where I'll take it where
all?
I need to. I mean, I'm in
haven't
it to win it.
All?
So if I'm
yeah.
gonna say something,
we
I'm gonna
all,
say it.
We all have.
So I'm just saying, like, maybe it's equally, they're both equally sensitive subjects for them. The weight for Dr. Heavenly, the kids for Dr. Jackie, and so maybe she thought it was apples to apples. Mm. I don't know. I'm playing devil's
and then,
advocate.
Okay.
And I don't even like Dr. Heavenly, so I'm just playing devil's advocate.
But some people, you know, but then also her patient, because I think we were in Dr. Jackie's office and she had mm-hmm. a patient. And, you know, and the patient was overweight, mm-hmm. and I guess had recently had a baby. I'm not sure. I mean, we were kind of discussing.
We don't know if she's still pregnant.
She's still pregnant. We're not sure exactly what happened. But Dr. Jackie did kind of go in on her with the weight issue and everything like that. And I get it. You know, you're a doctor and you have to do that. But sometimes there's a way that you need to hear that. And I know it's a doctor and it needs to be said like that. And believe me, I've been in a doctor's office and I've gotten it on the other end where it's like, are you okay? Are you eating? And I'm just like, can you just examine me so I can go? I mean, right. yeah, I'm fine, you know, but, and no one cares, because no one cares about the skinny side, but I'm just saying that, you know, I get that she put the woman on the scale and there's like this whole dietary and nutrition thing coming up and everything like that. So I don't know. Dr. Jackie seems to be a little obsessed with the weight issue.
The thing is, I feel like the producers are trying to contrive something that's not there, because quite honestly, Dr. Jackie isn't like a star of the show. She is kind of boring
mm-hmm.
because no shade there, because I mean, there's really nothing like spectacular. No, I love her because she's a businesswoman mm-hmm. and it's something to look up to. And she's actually doing it. And like I said, I like women that do it. But I just feel like that, I don't know. I just feel like.
I don't think she's being insensitive. I think
I
that
think she
if,
is either. It's
I think
her
that
job.
If someone has a thyroid problem that's out of their control, then yes, you mm-hmm. approach that situation with, like, you know, a little bit of, or a lot of sympathy. And that's not their fault, obviously. So you mm-hmm. want to be nice about that. But I think that sometimes when it comes to weight people may not be cognizant or realize how it affects their health. Mm-hmm. So if you're not stern with them, they're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I mean, I think that from what we see, the patient...
And she deals with women. And you have to understand as well is she's dealing with women that are in the South where they eat there's Chick-fil-A. Chicken,
collard greens and grits.
Girl,
and
all the things we
and
love.
All the things that's so good.
Yes. And so, I mean, this is probably like something that she's taken on as a doctor. You know, some doctors, they specialize in different things. She's dealing with women. And it's Black women. And it's, you know, the whole city is mainly Black people. And so she's trying to get them to understand and promoting. And maybe sometimes, like at the bowling alley, promoting, you know, not eating or being overweight isn't the right place, but she has a patient that's in there and she's, you know, mm-hmm. telling her the real deal. That's what she came on camera to say.
Well, you're right. I mean, it definitely has its place, and I think the doctor's office is the place. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the bowling alley being mm-hmm. the place, but I know that the doctor's office is definitely the place, so you're right about that.
Right.
All right, well.
So then she calls Simone, and Simone goes, well, whenever I'm in the presence of Cray Cray, I act just like her, whatever she acts crazy just like her, which she was talking about Dr. Evans.
Good advice. Right. Just, you know, good advice. Just go on to the cray-cray side and just, you know, yeah, good advice. I like that.
I thought it was good advice. I really actually did. Because people that are crazy, they don't
you can't be soft with them. They don't get it unless you take it there. You're right.
So, I mean, I don't think that Jackie will take Simone's advice just because Jackie is not like that. That's not in her character. She's very, like, even keel and, like, kind of,
she knows how to say it very, like, she gets her point across. She does throw a little shade, but she knows how to be respectful with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but sometimes you got to get disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Heavenly being disrespectful, then she should be disrespectful.
No, yeah, she's very disrespectful.
Yeah, you do. I mean, but, you know, I'm in my office. I'm a professional. I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm going to necessarily go crazy until fully pushed.
Yeah, no, not in the office, definitely.
Yeah, she was in her office. There's another person there, you know, everything like that. It's almost like, okay, well, when we leave this situation and I talk to you next time, then we're going to have a different conversation.
I don't know how I would have acted the way that she said, I'm going to go get my kids. Because the way she said it, was she said it to, like, it was very, she knew what she was doing.
Maybe I missed that. I guess I did.
I was like, it was mean. I would have been, girl, what? Don't you ever come back here. Mm-hmm. In my office talking about that. Like, this, like, I don't understand, like, a lot of these shows, like, they downplay, like, sickness. Like, this is breast cancer that we're talking about. We're not talking about I had a cold. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't have kids because of my sickness. So the way that you're saying that to me, it means, like, nothing to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think people so easily do that, too, because I believe even last season, Mariah said something to Dr. Jackie that was a bit rude.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I think about it was at the reunion. It was about the kid thing, you know. And so, you know, you don't, when you find out, I mean, that's an Achilles heel for her, and you just don't go for that. You know, I mean, that's just not an area where you go. So that I did not like at all from Dr. Heavenly. I mean, that's just, leave the kids out of it. Leave
it's
the
a
whole
low
not
blow.
Being able, yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a very low blow. Yeah. So, yeah.
So let's talk about our reoccurring.
Okay, so the birthday party really quickly we got to wrap up here. Toya's kid's birthday party, Dwight.
I love Dwight.
Okay, why?
I just love him. I loved him on Real Housewives of Atlanta. I just like Dwight. Dwight is a mess. Mm-mm. I'm not going to sit up there and say that he's not. He's an absolute mess, but I don't know. Dwight just kind of buzzes in. He spreads some gossip. He shows us an outfit, and he exits. I kind of like it.
So what is
like it in a like mysterious, like intrigued way. Definitely
like
not
it
like
in a
like
messy
it.
Way. I like it in my reality messy kind of way.
Like
that's okay,
in
okay,
reality.
All right. I can agree with that.
You with
that.
Me?
Yeah. I can agree with that. But as a person, he just like get out of here.
I don't understand why they're like he's fashionable. Like
he
you had on,
terrible.
You had on pinstripe pants, a paisley ascot, and a gingham shirt. Like
you've had your nose is one like nose job away from pulling a Michael Jackson nose and like falling off.
And the shoe polish paint hair. Like, you know, it's it's real lame.
He's crazy to me. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
But him and Lisa Nicole are, you know, bosom buddies.
Just like, but he's like that with anyone.
Yeah.
He's a chameleon.
Anyone he can get some face, some camera time with. They're driving to the birthday party. He tells her what happened at STK. Mm-hmm. You know, in his, you know, usual gossipy way. Mm-hmm. Rumors. That's why we played the song Rumors coming in, which most of you probably have never heard of because it's way before your time. It's before my time, too. But Toya's kids' birthday party, we see a cameo from Miss Carrie, who, of course, was on last season.
And I couldn't believe that she didn't say much.
She didn't.
There wasn't much said.
She's not really that much drama.
No.
I think she talks about what she has to talk about.
And I think her husband probably told her, like, no, this is not.
It's ghetto.
This is not.
And we're done with this.
And we're done with this.
We're done with this.
Which is maybe what some of the other husbands should say, too. But
it has to hurt their practice.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, it has to.
It either hurts their practice or it brings in people. But when it does bring in people, it's not going to be the people you want. That's exactly what I was going to say. So Heavenly comes in with some combat boots on, and they're
I wasn't really digging her outfit, to be honest. I was like, "What is this?"
And she goes in right away. We shouldn't spend that much money on kids' birthday party. You should, put it in a kids' college fund. If not, they're going to be on EBT later. There's no correlation there.
That was kind of funny, though.
You think so? I don't know. I didn't get it. I didn't think it was a funny joke.
Well, I think she was trying to make a joke, basically saying, put some money away in their trust funds instead of spending it on all this, or else later on they're going to be, purchasing things off an EBT card. She was trying to make a joke or whatever
Did she realize that most of the people in America that have, degrees, are unemployed or either underemployed?
Yeah.
So I don't think that really,
she doesn't care.
I can be on an EBT card with a master's degree.
Exactly.
In this economy. So
absolutely.
Try again, Dr.
Especially in this economy. And I think that she tried to make a joke. I think she tried to say something funny and it didn't land and it was flat. And I think that's just exactly what happened. It probably insulted people as well.
That's what I was going to say. I would assume that some of the people watching the show are on, public assistance.
Yeah. Hi, she's in Atlanta. And I'm not, no shade. But I'm just saying, it's a highly populated, I'm not even going to go
EBT
there.
Well, EBT is everywhere.
EBT is everywhere.
I'm not even going to go there.
So, yeah.
Don't go there. Because if you thought they attacked us before, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
EBT.
So, EBT is everywhere.
They're not going to tune in anymore.
Okay. Anyways, moving right along.
Anyway, about that comment, though. Again, we already addressed this earlier. It's not your money. Don't worry about what I'm doing. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Why are you here? And why didn't you bring your kids?
And why did you
didn't bring their kids?
And why did you
brought Dwight?
And why did you come with combat boots to a kids' party?
Hello, she was going to climb that rock wall on this night. Lisa Nicole didn't bring her kids.
But she brought Dwight.
Dr. Heavenly didn't bring his kids. I think Carrie has two little boys.
I didn't see them.
Well, Carrie wasn't going to bring her kids
if she knew what's good for her kids.
Right.
So that also is a little off-putting to me. I know you want to come and just be here for the drama and get the camera time, but the least you can do to make it look more believable is bring your kids and then usher them off to the moon bounce while you gossip about, Mariah punching Quad at STK.
Let's talk about why she had the full story. She was there.
She did.
And never, she never looked at Dwight she didn't say, hey, girl, Dwight, tell them.
Well, you would normally in a conversation, if you had just told me something that was going to happen, I'm going to tell the story to Michelle. I'm going to say, oh, this happened. This is what, right?
And right. Like, so and then I'm why'd you bring Dwight then?
Right.
Yeah, if he, his purpose, like she said, if you ever want to get tea, you go to Dwight. So she should have brought
Dwight
him.
Dwight does serve tea.
Yeah. You should have brought him to the party to tell the story, not you.
Well, I don't know. The birthday party, did we like it or did we hate it?
You know how I feel. I didn't like it.
Well, overall, do you think it was worth a while?
It was cute.
It was cute.
It was a very cute party.
Okay.
And I don't think her son is going to remember it, unfortunately.
He's not.
Sorry.
He's two.
But I think some of the other kids there probably had a fabulous
time. They probably did.
I would have had a lovely time. I would have climbed that rock wall.
I didn't see any food, though. What kind of food did they have? I was just curious.
They had grits and fried chicken because it's there in Atlanta. And cornbread and collard greens and mac and cheese.
Don't get them started. I hope they buy with their EBT card.
Exactly. I'm going back to a comment that was made earlier. But anyway. So in closing, the last scene we see, which we semi-discussed already, was the dinner with Dr. Simone and her husband. And Mariah was having dinner with them as well, and her husband was there also.
Right.
Mariah gives a quick 1 minute version of the story.
Mm-hmm. And very quick.
But what I did note that she said that I agree with is that Quad knows how to play the victim.
She does.
And she does.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think both of them do that.
Yeah, because Mariah can get really sad too. Yeah. And you know, woe is me. She can get very woe is me.
Treated me like a dog.
Right. I mean, but it wasn't even like a dog. It was like a dog.
Like she didn't have, like, the thing is, it's like, okay, she came, obviously they came to sit down so we could all hear Mariah's side of the story. Mariah didn't have a side of the story. She just said, Quad is just a horrible person, and she treated me like a dog. Like, they just repeated that over. So, it's like, and Dr. Simone was like,
but what really happened? And the thing about it was, she had a story. Her story was her Celine bag got thrown.
Yeah.
Her Celine bag got thrown, which seems to be what really made her upset.
And she that called Celine her husband bag. And cried like a baby.
And she failed to mention that she may have hit Quad.
And what was, but the thing is, everyone is saying that Mariah was wasted.
Was wasted.
And drunk. So she doesn't understand. She probably doesn't know what exactly
happened. Maybe she was blacked out. She doesn't
boots
even know.
Boots in the air. Wasn't that
boots,
what it was?
Right.
Boots
Shady
in the air.
Boots.
Shady boots. Boots in the air. Air.
So maybe she was blacked out. What I will say is that maybe, have you ever told a story so many times that you're just smiling like, oh. Like, you get to the ex person that you're telling about, and you're like, okay, this is just what happened. And you don't give them the good version that you gave maybe the first person you told it or like
I would
the
give
third
that
person.
To you, but not Mariah. Because Mariah, if there's a story to tell, Mariah has a lot of tea. And so she would tell the full, and especially if Quad hit her, she would definitely, Quad hit me, she would have so much to say. But Mariah, like, I feel like she didn't want to say it because I think she knew that she did something wrong.
And you have cameras rolling. You tell that story.
Yeah.
You tell that story. The cameras are rolling. You know, you're going to tell that story. I mean, I know it's reality TV and we forget the cameras are on.
Right.
Right. But I think that's a story that you tell. You tell your side of it. And hers went so quick that I'm really wondering, like I said, what happened. And I hope that we do. I hope we're able to see this season what happened.
What happened.
And Mariah's never lost for words.
Well, I'm sure we will see. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, let's get into some predictions really quickly. Jocelyn, you want to go first?
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Well, I feel that things are going to get nasty and ugly this season. I think that the teams are going to establish themselves, and I predict that some people are going to hop teams.
Good one.
I agree. I also believe that people are going to hop teams, and I kind of feel like Mariah and Quad are gonna make up.
Mariah and Quad are gonna make up. Mm-hmm. Okay. I predict that some of these marriages are going to hit some rocky patches. Toya, her husband,
we see
Simone,
Dr. Simone, mm-hmm.
and her husband, mm-hmm. and Quad and Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So that wraps it up for our after show tonight. Where can we find you, Jocelyn?
You can find me at Jocelyn Polite on Twitter, JocelynPolite.
You can find me on Instagram at Pink English. And then also you can find me on that thing, Twitter, English Speaks.
And I am your host, Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.